until y'all getting better and better. The hymnologist said, at the cross, where I first saw the light, the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight. And now I'm happy all the day. The problem of human guilt culminates in the cross. The problem of human redemption is solved in the cross. The streams of civilization rise in the cross. The fingers of prophecy point to the cross. My intellect is sanctified in the cross. Earthly glory fades in the cross. My new life with a peace that passes all understanding is born in the cross. The darkness of eternity is illuminated at the cross. Oh, I just want to say hallelujah, Lord, for the cross. Amen. Yes, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Can you say hallelujah to that? And life is worth the living just because he lives. Amen. Have your personal copy. World's bestseller. I want to call your attention to the gospel according to John, 7th chapter. And I want to read verses 37 through 39. I'm going to ask you, as we do, to read this text after me. John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39. John 7. 37 through 39. If you have it, say amen. Amen. In the last day. Yes, ma'am. In the last day. That's right. Yeah. The great day of the feast. The great day of the feast. Jesus stood and cried. Saying, if any man thirsts, let him come unto me and drink. He that believes on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. I want to thank the people of God for reading the word of God in the house of God. I want to share a very special message this morning that I believe will bless you. I'm going to ask you to pronounce this subject with me. Distilled water. Vitamin water. Or living water. Can you say it again? Distilled water. Vitamin water. Or living water. Come on, say it again. Distilled water, vitamin water, or living water? Now, I know y'all saying that's a strange subject. I want to thank my daughter, because I left my illustration, but she went and got it for me. Amen? Now, I want you to understand what this subject is all about, this brief message. This year, my good friend, And my colleague, Brother Elijah Bush, celebrated his 80th birthday down in Florida. And Brother Bush came back and he gave every member of the Magic City Lectureship a bottle of water, wishing him happy birthday on this bottle. And I'm letting this bottle that my good friend Dr. Bush gave to me represent distilled water. And of course, if you don't know, this is vitamin water. Y'all know something about vitamin water? Amen. This is supposed to be enhanced water. This water is supposed to give you an edge. And then this book contains living water. Amen. You can find living water in this book called the Bible. Amen. In fact, I want to say this. You can't get to Jesus unless you go through some water. Amen. A lot of people don't know that. But you can't get to Jesus unless you go through some water. Now, the Bible talks a lot about water. The first mention of water is in the book of Genesis. It says in Genesis chapter 1, and the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters. The last mentioning of water is in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17, where the word of God said, and the Spirit and the bride saith, come. And he that heareth saith, come. And he that is athirst, come. And let him come and take of the waters of life freely. Genesis chapter 1, verse 20. Say that God said, let the waters bring forth the moving creature that hath life. So life came out of water. Amen. Then in the wilderness, when the nation needed water, the great God of heaven brought water from a rock. And water is a very important part of life. In fact, you can't have a quality life if you don't have water. You've got to have water. They're telling us now that the human body is about 70% water. And a lot of time what we call sickness is the body's cry for water. Are y'all hearing this? Amen. And if you don't have water, now this is some pretty good water because this come from Dr. Bush. I told him I ain't going to drink this. I'm going to just hold on to it. Yeah, I'm going to just hold on to this distilled water. Then you got vitamin water. Amen. And then you have living water. It's all right to have different levels of water, but I want to let you know that there's some water higher than distilled water. There's some water higher than vitamin water. And if you miss the living water, you will be dehydrated eternally. Is that all right? And I'm saying you got to go through water to get to Jesus. Now in this text that we read, we see what was happening here was that Jesus was at the last day of the feast. That feast lasted about 8 days. And at the last day of the feast, there was a special ritual that went on. They would march from the temple to the pool of Siloam, and the priests would get a pitcher of water out of the pool. And as they marched, they were singing a song from Isaiah chapter 12 and verse number 3, where it says that with joy you will draw water out of the wells of salvation. And as they came with the water, they brought that water to the altar and they poured that water on the altar. And at that time of the feast, Then Jesus stood up and cried with a loud voice. He said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me. And out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. That was his way of getting people's attention, because he had a very solemn and important announcement he had to make. That was his way of getting people's attention so that he could tell them something very important. And this morning, I want to give a shout out to Justin Rutledge. Now, we saw what happened in Flint, Michigan. To let you know, if the water supply is contaminated or compromised, it affects people's lives at a tremendously important level. Is that right? This young brother had enough concern in his heart that he wanted to do something for the people in Flint, Michigan. We're going to pray for Justin, because he's going to Flint this week. He's going to deliver some water. Now, I don't know whether Justin's going to have distilled water. I don't know whether he's going to have vitamin water. But I know one thing he's going to take up there is some living water. Is that all right? It's all right to get distilled water. It's all right to get vitamin water. But you better make sure you get some living water. And out of your belly will flow rivers. I got three simple points for you. Number one, the first point is distilled water. The second point is vitamin water. And the third point is living water. So it nicely divides into three sections. Living water. Amen. Brother, distilled water. Vitamin water. And living water. Well, water is a very important part of life. Amen. All of us probably could drink more water. Amen. And Sprite and Coca-Cola don't count for water. Coffee don't count for water. I wish somebody knew what I was talking about this morning. Is that all right? We all could drink more water. We need water to have health and strength in our bodies. Amen. We need water to wash our dishes. We need water to wash our clothes. We need water to wash our automobiles. Amen. And did you not know that even when a woman conceives a child, that child develops and grows in a sack of water? Are y'all hearing this? And when a woman, after she goes through the duration and the progress of pregnancy, there's a thing called her water broke. Y'all all right? And when her water breaks, you know in a little while, you're going to have a baby. Is that all right? So water is a very important part of life. And you probably could do yourself a big favor if you drunk more water. Praise God. Well, the still water is a water where the contaminants and even the natural minerals are removed through a process called distillation. And what they do is boil that water, then condense it. And what they're doing, they are purifying that water. That was a man, it said back in about 200 AD, that was a man by Alexander Aphrodisias. Y'all know what Aphrodisias is, but you know what we're talking about on that, don't you? Amen. He talked about how they took seawater and they would distill it, and they used it, purifying it, removing the contaminants, removing even the natural minerals. And even in commercial use in laboratories and businesses, they would sometimes opt for what is called is deionized water. But in many cases, if the water did not have the level of purity that they wanted, then they would go back to the distilled water. And even if that water was not pure enough, they would even double distill the water. Now, there's been some debate over whether distilled water is the good water that you ought to drink. There are pros and cons. There are arguments made over distilled water and made over whether it's a good water that you ought to be drinking. And one thing, reason they say that it's purified water, true enough, but the question is, does it have enough natural minerals in that water? And there's an argument being made that we should drink spring water because it has natural nutrients in it. So that argument, and you have to decide who you're going to believe on that and what works for you. Amen. And then there's vitamin water. And the whole concept behind vitamin water is that the body, two substances your body needs to perform at the highest level. You need water and you need vitamins. So what they did was, the thinkers behind this concept say, let's put together water and vitamins. This company came into existence in 1996, now is owned by the Coca-Cola company, and they have bought this. But you know, Dr. West, I was looking at this water, and this is orange flavor here, Dr. White. And Malin is an excellent source of C and B vitamins. Now, I ain't getting no kickback on this. I want y'all to know that. While you up there reading the label and all that. But here's the concept. It has vitamin C, vitamins B5, which is pantothenic acid. And panto comes from the Greek word, which means everywhere. And then it has B12. You got to have that to be at the next level. And it's got A and E. And also, I know Jay would want to know whether it got any electrolytes in it. And Brother Ryan, it's got electrolytes in it. Now, this water is supposed to give you, it's enhanced water. And it's supposed to give you an edge. Amen. Where you can, how many want to perform at their peak level? Well, the argument is that vitamin water, which is enhanced water, which combines vitamins, waters, herbs, and different flavors. This water is supposed to help you to reach your athletic and also your mental peak, where you can perform at the highest level. That's the whole concept behind. But I'm telling you this morning, here's my final point. I'm just about done, yo. Amen. He said, amen. Are you trying to rush me? He said, you better come on then. You said it. He said, I didn't. You said it. Is that all right? The last point is living water. Living water. Amen. Jesus Christ is the CEO of living water. Did you know that Jesus Christ is selling water? Did y'all know Jesus Christ is promoting water, Jimmy? He's selling water. He's promoting water. One day, he went through Samaria. Brother Sperling read about it. He said, I got to go through Samaria. And sat down on Jacob's well. They didn't realize when he sat on that well, he was a well sitting on a well. He told that woman came to the well to draw some water that day. This Jew, this amazing, incredible young rabbi with a savior's consciousness said to her, give me a drink of water. Yeah. And she said, how is it that you, being a Jew, would ask me for water? You know, Jews and Samaritans don't have any dealing with one another. All right, man. And he said to that woman, if you knew, I said, he's selling water, Brother Spurley. He's promoting water. He's not selling distilled water. He's not selling vitamin water, but he's selling living water. Told that woman, if you drink this water, first of all, if you knew who I was and who you was talking to, you would have been asking me for some water. She said, sir, the well is deep and I don't see that you have anything to draw with. But he was talking about a different kind of water. Sometimes you might think you're sick, but your body just crying out for water. You may be hurting, your body just crying out for water. Is that all right? And she said to him, sir, she got excited about this water. She said, sir, give me this water. Why? So I won't have to come to this well. I'm sick and tired of coming to this well. Give me some of this water so I won't have to draw any more from this well. He told her, go call your husband. And the reason why you can't keep a husband, you morally dehydrated. But if I can give you some of this water, it'll turn things around. Is that all right? And I'm telling you, he's selling this water. He's promoting this water. And in order to get to Jesus, you got to go through some water. Are y'all hearing me this morning? I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. But therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. One day a preacher was on his knees praying for 3 days, trying to get to Jesus. And the preacher man came in and said, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized. Watch this. Wash away your sins. You can't even get to the blood unless you go through some water. You can't even get to living water unless you go through some water. And you can drink distilled water till the cows come home. You can order vitamin water by the cases. But unless you get some of this living water, you're going to be in bad shape. Yes, sir. One day Nicodemus came to him by night. And he told him, except you be born of the water and the spirit, you cannot see the kingdom of God. That's why somebody said a long time ago, take me to the water. Take me to the water, because I want to get to Jesus. And the only way I can get to him, Claudia, I got to go through some water. He said in Mark chapter 16 verses 15 and 16, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized. I don't see how in the world folks talking about you don't need no water and all this water in the Bible. Is that all right? God used water to cleanse the earth of moral pollution. I don't just put whisk in my machine. I turn the water on. I want my clothes clean. If I want my soul clean, oh, I got to go through some water. You can't even get to Jesus unless you go through some water. So here's what I ask you. Are you thirsty this morning? Anybody thirsty? The Lord stood, can't you hear him on that day cooking? He said, is any man thirst? wasn't whispering. He said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. The best words I heard is, come unto me. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. Are you under heavy load this morning? Is life difficult? You saying life is an endless pain with a painful end. Is that all right? Are you saying life is an idiot, is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing? Are you struggling? Do you have a heavy load? He said, come unto me, and I will give you rest. If any man thirst, come unto me, and out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. That is, if you come to Christ and you drink this water, you have a blessing on your mind and your heart and your soul. If you come to Christ and take his yoke, you'll lift. And all of us got some burden this morning. Is that all right? But if I come to King Jesus and let him do what he do when he do what he do, then I can be blessed by the Lord Jesus. And that was David one day standing. He talked about, and it's a beautiful picture. He said, as the deer pants before the water stream. The deer is, the image is, the deer is running. He's being pursued by dogs. The dogs are gnawing and nipping at his heels. He's running, Brother Wyatt. He's trying to get away. Sometime in life, you feel like something behind you. You look behind you, something's behind you. You're running, trying to get away from trouble. This deer is running, and he's tired. He's exhausted, and he sees the water stream. And he plunges into the water. And it saves him from the enemy. It quenches his thirst. David said, I'm like that deer. He said, as the deer pants before the water streams, or King James water brooks, he says, my soul thirsteth for the living. How many thirsty for God? Oh, I just want the Lord. I want Jesus. Amen. I want Jesus to walk with me. I want Jesus to hold my hand. I want to put my hand in the hand of the man who stilled the waters. I want to put my hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. I want to put my hand in the hand of the man who's a hiding place from the wind. And a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, and the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. And he say, if you come, I got benefits for you. I can do something for you. You see, this claims it can do something for you. And did you know that people spend over $750 million annually on energy drinks? Because all of us trying to get an edge. Trying to get some energy. Hello? Yeah. Amen? If we're going to go watch the cars, he got to have some energy. Yeah. Madeline ain't going to watch. He better get on out there. Yeah. Amen? She said, amen. Did y'all hear her? She said, amen. Whatever you're doing. If Sister Monier got to go and do her shift, she got to get some energy. Amen. When Jay and Cookie get on that plane tomorrow, they hope that pilot got some energy. Yeah. If y'all want to, y'all can take this and give it to him. Yeah. To make sure he gonna be. Brother Ryan, $750 million spent annually on energy drinks. Because people are trying to get some. You know you need that energy, don't you? Amen. Well, I feel pretty good this morning, y'all. Well, I got some energy, but I'm finna quit. Amen. I'm been to quit, y'all. Amen. And so this water will give you benefits. What would it give you, brother? It'll give you, number one, it will give you the abundant life. Number two, this water will give you a new life. Number three, this water will give you spiritual life. And number four, it will give you eternal life. And everything you do, you ever just seen a plant that you water versus one you don't water? Isn't there a big difference between the water? I remember I was growing what's called wheatgrass. Let me show you how it really works. And Sister Faith, what I would do, I would soak alfalfa seeds in distilled water. Let it soak. And that water would lift and leach the nutrients from those seeds. And I would take that water and pour it on the plant. And that plant just grew like wildfire. So if you pour in the right things in your life, you're going to grow like wildfire. You're going to prosper. Watch this. Watch this figure as I say good morning to you. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the seat of the scornful, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. For his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his word doth he meditate day and night. Now watch the figure. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. His leaf also shall not wither. When something withers, it doesn't have what it needs. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I'm telling you, as I say good morning to you, the church, Christians, are the greatest people in this world. Because Christians are the salt of the earth. Amen. Don't let nobody fool you. Christians are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be here. So I said good morning to you. I'm going to my seat. Wes, I heard about the still water. Can anybody relate to the still water? I heard about Samwise spring water. Yes, I did. And I heard about vitamin water. Water's got water. Herbs, amen. Electrolytes, Jay. Yeah. I heard about this, but then I heard about some living water. Is that all right? And Jesus Christ is the CEO of living water. Yeah. And when you drink this water, you can say, I shall not be moved. Is that all right? I'm like a tree wide planted by the waters. And I shall not be moved. Though the tempest rages, yeah, I shall not be moved. Anchored in Jehovah run, I shall not be moved. Though my friends fail me, oh Lord, I shall not be moved. Is that all right? And I said, Lord, give me some of this water. Lord, I don't merely want the still water, because I know in order to get to Jesus, I got to go through some water. Yeah. Oh, I don't want to be baptized in vitamin water, but I want to be baptized in the water that will wash away my sins. Yeah. And I ask you, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me what? Whole again, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Jimmy, oh, precious is thy flow that makes me what? White as snow. No, a brother found out now nothing but the blood of Jesus. Is that all right? So I don't want you to give me no distilled water. I don't want you to give me no vitamin, but give me that living water. So out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. Is that all right? Rivers of living water. Water that can turn barren deserts into blooming gardens of flowers. Water that can turn a setback into a comeback. Water that can turn burdens, great God Almighty, into blessings. Water that can turn trials into triumphs. Give me, Lord. Oh, Lord, give me. Lord, please give me. Oh, Lord, give me some of this living water. Water that will let me go to heaven. There's some bread you can eat. And if you eat this bread, you will never die. You drink this water, he said, it will lead up into a spring, a well of water. Let's not just focus on the negativity. There's some amazing things happening in the church, in the lives of the people of God. I told Brother Jimmy this morning, we were saying together, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Would you stand? That's the message this morning. If you're here this morning and you want this water, how many are thirsty this morning? And you say, I want this water. And the Lord is saying, I want to give it to you. I got something for you, and I want to give it to you. Amen. But Brother Moss, how can I? I'm an alien sinner. How can I get this water? You can get this water by believing that Christ is the Son of God, that he died for your sins according to the scripture. He was buried. He rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Believe that with all of your heart. Repent of your sins. Confess Christ. And then you got to go through that water. You got to be baptized. God is not in the dry cleaning business. Amen. And when you go down in that water, you come up nothing down, you come up shouting because your sins have been washed away. You're a child of God and you haven't been living the way the Lord would have you to live. I got good news for you. You can come back and start drinking that water. You're a little dehydrated this morning. Amen. And dehydration can cause all kind of problems. Your body is 70% water and your soul is 90% water. Living water. Is that all right? You repent, you confess, you pray, and the Lord will let you again drink living water. Amen? And then when you drink this water, you'll be able to sing this song. Take me to the water. Why don't you take me to the water? Why don't you take me to the water to be baptized? Oh, Lord, to be baptized.